Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Burning Hearts, using scripture to draw us into a deeply intimate conversation with the Lord. Rachel asks us to consider two questions. What is God saying to us? And what are we doing about it?
Hello, friends, and welcome back to Burning Hearts with me, Rachel Herbeck. If you didn't join us yesterday, I would encourage you to go listen to yesterday's episode because we began to talk about a chunk of verses in Philippians chapter 3. And this is kind of a famous set of verses, but so inspiring. And the Lord was rocking me with these verses. And we prayed together for more of the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit comes and touches us and touches our hearts and allows us to experience, to actually have a lived experience of the surpassing worth of Jesus Christ. And that's what we talked about yesterday. Paul began to talk to us about, I count everything as loss for the sake of knowing Jesus, for the surpassing worth of knowing Jesus. And so we began to just touch on the reality that Jesus Christ is our great reward. He's not just our leader. He's not just our master. But when we can come to experience who we really are in him and the delight that we have in him, when we go deeper and deeper as the Spirit of God touches us, we will do anything for him. We'll do anything to see him. We'll do anything to know him. And that truly the greatest gift of our lives is to know him, is to really know him, not just know about him, but to know him. So we're going to pick up again that passage today, but as normal, we're going to start with our psalm, Psalm 71. I love this psalm. This is a really good one to pray and echo and kind of like these verses and these mantras. Just say this to the Lord throughout the day. So if you'll join me, we'll pray and then we'll get back into Philippians chapter 3. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. In you, Lord, I have taken refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In your righteousness, rescue me and deliver me. Turn your ear to me and save me. Be my rock of refuge, to which I can always go. Give the command to save me, for you are my rock and my fortress. Deliver me, my God, from the hand of the wicked, from the grasp of those who are evil and cruel. For you have been my hope, sovereign Lord, my confidence since my youth. From birth I have relied on you. You brought me forth from my mother's womb. I will ever praise you. I have become a sign to many, for you are my strong refuge. My mouth is filled with your praise, declaring your splendor all day long. I'm going to skip forward. As for me, I will always have hope. I will praise you more and more. My mouth will tell of your righteous deeds, of your saving acts all day long, though I know not how to relate them all. I will come and proclaim your mighty acts, sovereign Lord. I will proclaim your righteous deeds, yours alone. Your righteousness, God, reaches to the heavens, for you have done great things. Who is like you, O God? Who is like you, O Lord, among the heavens? Jesus, just for a minute, before we enter into our passage in Philippians, we stop right now and we praise you. We proclaim your name above the heavens. You are God and we are not. You are righteous and you are holy. I just want to encourage you right now, just tell the Lord who he is. Proclaim his righteousness in your own words, whether it's just a whisper, whether it's in your heart. We proclaim and we magnify your name. For Jesus, you are good. You are mighty above all nations. You are mighty above all gods, and we enthrone you on our hearts. As for me, we make this declaration. As for me, I will always have hope, and I will praise you more and more. We will praise you more and more because we hope in you. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. What a beautiful psalm. I want to encourage you. Read that throughout the day today. Go back to it. When you find yourself in a hopeless spot, when you find yourself frustrated and anxious, whatever it is, go back to that place. Go back to that place and say, Lord, I will always hope in you. Lord, I will magnify your name forever. Lord, I will glorify you, whatever it is. Go back to that psalm because that's so good. So we're going to be back in Philippians chapter 3. I'm going to read that section that we read yesterday. I'm going to read that section that we read yesterday, and we're going to go through it. Philippians 3, starting in verse 7. But whatever gain I had, I counted as loss for the sake of Christ. Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. For his sake, I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as refuse in order that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own based on law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God that depends on faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and may share in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, that if possible, I may attain the resurrection from the dead. Again, such an amazing, fantastic passage. And where we left off yesterday, we got through those first two verses of Paul saying, whatever gain I had all the reason to boast. I was successful. I was powerful. All of it. I had all the reason to boast. Whatever gain I have, I count as loss. Why? Because knowing Christ is everything. Can Jesus Christ, and I love that he says, Jesus Christ, my Lord, the one who I'm submitted under, my King, the ruler of my life. He continues on, for his sake, I have suffered the loss of all things. So he's not saying like, he's not just saying like, oh yeah, it's so great to know Jesus. Yay, jump up and down. He's giving a witness of his life. He says, in my life, I've lost everything. I have actually lost everything. It's not just like, oh, in the potential, in the future, I may have to give up everything and I'll be willing to do it. He's like, I've actually tasted it. I've actually had nothing. Paul's saying, he's like, in another place, he says, I have learned the secret of contentment. I have actually come to the place where I've had nothing besides Jesus. How many of us have been at that place? So often in my life, it's always Jesus plus this, Jesus plus my own success, Jesus plus my own strength, Jesus plus the things that I want. And it's not saying that God wants us to always have nothing, that you need to have no money, no food, that you need to be beaten, all this kind of stuff. But the reality is our happiness, our security, our satisfaction, all that we need to be satisfied, to satisfy the desires of our human heart is Jesus. Paul's saying, I've learned the secret. I have the secret sauce, and it's not getting everything I want. It's not being successful in the world. It's not getting the vocation that I want. It's Jesus Christ. Him and him alone. I know I'm talking a lot about songs, but there's this old song that a friend of ours wrote called God Alone. And it's this song that it goes, oh, my soul, claim nothing as your own. For you, there is God and God alone. And it's not this reality that it's like 50% of my soul is satisfied and the rest of my soul that can't be satisfied with earthly things is satisfied by God. It's I am satisfied in God alone. And friends, I think we know this in our heads, but do we really know it in our hearts? We go to prayer and we're like, yes, Lord, you satisfy me. And then we go out in the world and we're like, man, that person's not giving me what I want or need. I'm not satisfied. So I'm going to go after it. Oh God, I'm instantly resentful towards me because you didn't give me, because I don't have a husband yet, because you didn't give me what I want. And the most that I have grown in the Lord, friends, is actually being with him in those places of lack. Being with him in those places where I didn't get what I want. And in that place of weakness, in that place of lack, he comes in and he says, I am the only thing you need to satisfy you. For his sake, I have suffered the loss of all things. This is the secret that even when we have nothing, especially when we have nothing, he is all that we need and everything else is gift. He is all that we need and everything else is gift. This is the reality of following Jesus. And he goes even further. And you might be like, Paul's being so dramatic. I count them as refuse. You're like, what's refuse? What's refuse? Is what he's saying here. Actually, the translation is like excrement, right? Or like dung. Like he's literally saying like poop, like rubbish. Not just garbage, but literally like the lowest of the low. I count everything as absolute garbage in order that I may gain Christ. This is a mature disciple. And this is the temptation of the world, the temptation of the enemy to say, This is so extreme. Come on. Listen to what Rachel's saying here. Come on. This is out of order. This is imbalanced. Like, you can love God a lot. You can really love God, but to count everything else as rubbish so you may gain Christ, to really only find your satisfaction in Christ, like, that's so dramatic. How are you going to have fun? How is anyone going to relate to you? That's so out of whack. And friends, when it comes to gaining Christ, when it comes to the reward that is found in Jesus, there's no balance. It's everything. The exchange is everything for everything. And Paul's saying, in order that I may gain Christ, everything else is rubbish to me. We have to be willing to cast off everything, because everything that actually matters, it only matters because he matters. The reality isn't that there's like this hierarchy that all of it's like, okay, like family matters and work matters and money matters, but like God and Jesus matters, but he only matters a little bit more and he matters the most and other things matter. Jesus matters and everything else matters because of him. There is one thing. It's God. There is one thing, gaining Christ. There is one thing, dying in relationship with the Lord, being with him forever in heaven, being with our bridegroom, going towards that goal. That is the one thing, and everything else matters because of it. It's found in that. You might be like, you're being so extreme. Like, what do you want me to cast off my husband, not care about my kids? That's not what I'm saying. That's what the enemy's saying. You're saying the more we gain Christ, the more we say, my only focus is Christ, the more we care about those other things, the more we can give ourselves over in confidence to God. Like that psalm, Lord, I put my trust in you, because we know my only gain is what I find in him, not what I find in the world, not what I'm filling myself with in the world. My actual only gain is being found in Christ. And this is not too extreme. It's not too dramatic. It's not out of order. Do not let the world convince you of this, that you need a little bit of this, that you need a little bit of that, that you need to be relatable. No, it is only him. And friends, it's time to put aside the weight. It's time to put aside the rubbish, the refuse, the dung, and say, he is the one, and I want to gain Christ. And actually, Lord, I'm coming to a place where I am only satisfied in you. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Holy Spirit. Bring me if you need. Friends, this is a dangerous prayer. Bring me if you need to nothing. There's a little like line in a song that I've been praying that's like, I want the oil of intimacy, right? Knowing Christ. And it was like, I want the type of oil that only comes through suffering, that only comes through crushing. And you better believe after I began to pray that, I began to suffer. But the oil that came, the intimacy that came of saying, there's a clarity. Because as you're stripping me of all these things that I'm attached to, of all these people that I'm attached to in an unhealthy way, of all the idols in my life, as you're stripping me, I'm seeing you clearly. And you are actually satisfying me. And so friends, we ask today, go before the Lord and say, Lord, strip me. Bring me to nothing. Bring me to nothing so that you can truly satisfy me. Pray that to the Lord today. We'll see you again tomorrow. God bless.
Burning Hearts is hosted by Rachel Herbeck, the Director of Young Adult Discipleship for Renewal Ministries. Each program can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and at RenewalMinistries.net. Burning Hearts is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Throughout the scriptures, Jesus' teaching on the conditions for salvation are consistent, urgent, and often very challenging. Friends, I'd like to offer you my friend Pete Burek's new booklet, What Must I Do to Be Saved? This booklet unpacks several gospel passages to help us find and stay on the narrow way. To get your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/burninghearts. That's renewalministries.net/burninghearts.